Greetings. Welcome to Hevel's third podcast. Are you being straight? In other words, are your terms telling the truth about your story? The most powerful we are in raising ourselves or in causing our falls can be found in what we say. These terms express how we are experiencing this kind of life. There are two words that we associate with being independent and dependent. The first is strength, and we view it as a reflection of our well-being, of our being valuable, and it is the desired position. The second term is weakness, and we define that as a state of dependency and helplessness, and it is also thought to be invaluable. Our desire to be or to have strength, then, can lead us to hide the things that are not associated with it on the inside of ourselves as well as on the outside of ourselves. This leaves us feeling as if we cannot change our condition, which results in furthering feelings of failure and inadequacies, as well as the need to push down even further the things that we don't want to be seen. We will often do anything we can to avoid facing what hurts or to ask for help. Adversity brings vulnerability to the front. It's a place to acknowledge and change, to go through the parts that need our help. It is also a position that requires us to let go of what was in order to find new ways to be in new situations. Fear and doubt of that unknown person within us can keep us walking in circles in our attempt to stay with what is comfortable and familiar, even when it no longer works or never did to begin with. What happens then when we need help but we cannot admit it? Or when we find that the helpers in our lives are also repeating their cycles, which is not necessarily in our best interest. I would like to share a story about a young man that I have encountered frequently for some time. He has mental health issues, and he is also homeless. In our first interactions, I, as the helper, had the need to give him what I decided he needed. This behavior of mine has occurred many times as a cycle over the years. It was there when I was raising my children, and it was there when I started helping addicts. My heart was in the right place, but my mind did not realize that my actions were actually enabling feelings of helplessness or even failure, which ensured the cycle of needing to be helped again and again, rather than empowering someone to discover what he or she needed along with what he or she could do. Thanks to Ryan, Ashley, and Taylor, I'm learning to lean in to hear what an individual needs so that he or she may feel powerful. It's taken some time, and I don't always do this well, but when I interact with that young man, I don't just approach him with things. I ask him if he would like something, or if he could even use my help. If so, what does he need? This allows him to know and to decide for himself what is necessary, which helps him to find his value rather than me giving him my value. Over time, his anxious face has shown more smiles and been relaxed as he has learned it's all right to need help, that he is powerful in asking for it, and that I will do what I can if I can. It's hard to view that our help can actually be a part of a cycle that ensures people don't believe in their own ability to change their condition. It's even more difficult to realize that by doing so, we are encouraging weakness in them, the very thing we don't desire. In other words, how others have experienced me has not always been in their best interest, even when my intent has been for it to be so. How about you? Do others decide for you what you need? How do you feel on the inside when that happens? Have you done that as well for someone else? Was that person better for it? In another story, there's a mother I have the honor of knowing. She has two young children who are completely different in how they experience life. One is calm, determined, and patient. The other one smashes everything he or she encounters. The mother is more like the first child, which makes it challenging for her to deal with the second one. But as hard as it is, though, she has chosen to not decide what child number two needs to be or to do, but rather to stand back as he experiences life through his view. That is an empowering mother. It doesn't mean she doesn't feel frustrated or that at times it would be easier for her to help, but she recognizes that by leaning in to hear, she is encouraging both children to believe in themselves in different ways and then to ask for help when they need it rather than to have others decide it for them. Addiction is just like both of those stories. As addicts, you are experiencing life through your view. And as the loved ones of substance abusers, we are encountering it through our view. By trying to solve addiction through our own perspective, then, we are enabling feelings of being invaluable and helplessness. Needing help is not a weakness, nor is dependence. What they both are, though, is an opportunity to talk straight, to recognize that adversity holds a different truth for all of us to learn from, that each of us, whether an addict or not, needs to discover, to examine our view, but then to lean in to hear how we can truly help and enable others to find their value in themselves, even in the face of those dreaded F moments. I invite you to get loud in talking straight to yourself as well as to others. I also encourage you to be kind as you recognize that intent may come from the right place, but it is not always what we hope it will be, even when it comes from a place of love. While it is difficult to let go of what we have become comfortable with, to not do as we have always done, change cannot occur if we continue to face adversity with the same things we had prior to its occurrence. We also cannot continue to treat weakness or dependency as a flaw, or that hiding either is valuable in the appearance of strength, or that needing help means that someone cannot change their condition without our deciding what they need for them to do so. Either we can or we cannot assist others in helping themselves. Even when the truth is not fun, always talk straight. Have the best day possible for you, because that is within your power. Love always, Hevel.